Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
To another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and they bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we're very excited to bring on today's guest. He hails from Tennessee. He was the Vol staple of consistency this past season on the defensive side of the football. He also took away the Bill Majors Award for the team's Defensive Player of the Year. And a lot to talk about as he talks here on the C2P. And real quick, if you missed any of these shows in their entirety, if you'd like to listen to them again at your leisure, you can always check them out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and collegeyourpro.com. But that said, Kyle Phillips, the standout from Tennessee here on the C2P. Kyle, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Going good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I was excited to get you on because, you got a great buzz about you. I know the people who listen in often were excited, at least on social media, they were expressing, they were looking forward to hearing a little bit from you. But for you, can you believe your time at Tennessee is kind of come and gone, and you're under a month away from finding out, the next path, as you head towards the draft?
Man, time sure does move by fast, Being in Tennessee has been a wonderful experience, and it's kind of crazy that it's already coming to an end, and I'm getting ready for the next chapter of my life. But it's very exciting going through this process, and I'm very excited to see where I end up coming up.
Yeah, and you've been busy. I know you were at the regional combine in Kansas City. You had your pro day on the 14th. What's it like just, going from the field and doing, the X's and O's, and the last few months you've been just concentrating on, your 40 time and technique for the three cone. What kind of adjustment has that been for you?
Oh, yeah, it definitely, I would say it's a huge adjustment because, in a football play, you're really not, doing those movements. You don't do that every single play. So just being able to adjust to that process. But, Tony Villani actually did a wonderful job just getting me ready for, my pro day and a regional combine, getting me more explosive, getting me faster. Just those little things that will help me become an even better football player, just working on explosion. I gained a few pounds since the end of the season. I was around 265. And now I'm around 275 to 277, around that range. And, man, I just feel just as explosive as I was at 265. So just learning the transition, eating healthy, all those things going to play to be a professional athlete. So those are the biggest steps I've made, just learning how to eat properly, sleeping properly. Those little things that will help you become a better pro.
Excellent. And you are on your way. Kyle, let me ask you this. You arrive at Tennessee and I think it's fair to say this, your senior season, the most important one. You really had a breakout season. What were your expectations, going into, spring camp and then leading up to last August when you kind of really broke onto the platform as a major player in this draft?
Yeah, this last coaching staff came in the spring of my senior season. And I really just wanted to set a statement for those guys. Some of those guys recruited me from other schools coming out of high school. So a lot of those guys knew of me. They knew me. So, it was kind of crazy how things went full circle around. You meet people, and I was in high school, and it's crazy how I ended up playing for them. So, man, my mindset was just dominate each and every day. Dominate. And this coaching staff done a great job of getting me stronger in the weight room, with Coach Fitz in the weight room. He's done a great job, and the coach staff done a great job developing me as a player. Man, just putting me in different spots to be successful. This past year, we played two different schemes of defense. We played a 4-3, we played a 3-4. So just giving me, having me being versatile really helped my game a lot. You know, moving inside to a three technique, moving, you know, playing on the four out, getting my athletic ability, getting set up on guards to my advantage, playing in some too. So I think just me being versatile really helped my game a lot, and I think it's going to help me at the next level because a lot of teams can see me playing at different spots.
Do you feel more comfortable at the 3-4 or the 4-3? Or you just, I mean, you're just, you
oh,
feel equal
I'm
either
definitely
one.
A defensive end. I'm definitely a defensive end for sure. I'm more comfortable playing defensive end. Most of my career I played defensive end. So defensive end is my position. But at the same time, I think it allows me being athletic and being strong enough to play inside. I think that helps my game more for sure.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Kyle Phillips, the Tennessee Vols standout defensive end, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And again, a lot to discuss with Kyle. And before we really get into the draft, the aspect of it and what you bring to the table, I wanted to compliment you. I mean, going over your Vols bio, I mean, it seems like you're very much into, helping the community and being a good man, high character. I mean, I saw all the watch lists and the semifinalist awards that you were a part of in terms of, you know, things that just come to being a guy off the field that's making an impact in the community. How much do you kind of value being in that position and helping others?
Oh, man. It's always been a very important thing to me. Growing up, I came from an athletic background. My mom played college sports. My dad played college sports. Now my mom's the athletics director at Tennessee State University. So just being an overall student athlete has always been a part of me. It's a part of how I was raised growing up. I've always had to go to community service events with my mom, maybe for her school growing up. So all those things, it was kind of embedded in me. So just being an athlete was not something that I was raised to be. I was always raised to be a well-rounded person, a well-rounded athlete. So I think those are things, just growing up, my background growing up, always helped me to know that, you know, it's more than just a game. So growing up, I've always been a person to, you know, go out in the community, do community service. That's always been a part of me growing up. So I think when I got to college, that was definitely a standpoint that I had to make, that, you know, that I can be a versatile person, not only on the field, but off the field as well. I think that's definitely helped my time at Tennessee and made my name really good at Tennessee, and I think my name will always be good at Tennessee. They've always been good to me, so that's very important to me to help those that helped me.
Definitely, and you know as well, Kyle, I mean, you've been part of this. You know a lot more than me. I mean, especially in today's day and age, I mean, teams are, you know, they really want the best, highest character guys that also bring an immense amount of talent to the field, and that's definitely where you kind of dot the I's, cross the T's in both those categories. I mean, if we break you down, you're in the film room with these NFL scouts, your potential hirers. I mean, what are they going to love about you when they watch that tape, in your words?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think my motive is here. At this next level, everybody's talented. You know, you have they're pros. They're in the NFL for a reason because they have that talent. I think the things that separate the great pros and the average ones are that extra effort, that motive that they give, because especially playing defensive line, playing defensive end, most of these guys' sacks are effort sacks. You got to keep playing. I think that's what teams really like about me. I never quit on the play. I'm always going hard each and every down. So I think that's the first thing that stands out for me. I think another thing that stands out for me is just my versatility that I was telling you earlier. I'm a guy that can line up playing, you know, a 9 technique. I can play a 6 technique. I can play a 5 technique. I can line up inside on pass rush down and line up inside as 3 technique. So I think those are characteristics that teams would definitely love it about me. I'm a guy that's definitely gotten better each and every year, so I think that just shows my upside. I'm a guy that got stronger down at South Florida with Coach O'Neill at XBE. He's a guy that's really helped my pass rush game tremendously. And I think I showed that at the East-West game in my one-on-ones, being dominant and disruptive, throughout that whole week. So I think those are things that coaches and teams will fall in love with me, just my versatility, my motor, and my ability to get to the quarterback.
Nice. And you brought up the East-West Shrine Game. You played in the 94th coming of the East-West Shrine Game, a spectacular event, and also, you know, goes to the Shriners Hospital. So it's a double whammy impact. It helped you guys, and I know the kids get a you know, and I'm sure that was right up your alley visiting the hospital. What was the approach down there? What was, I guess, you know, if you had to list 1 through 5, what was the number one thing that you wanted to impress scouts and show these scouts that they needed and wanted to know most about you?
Yeah, so I would say, for one, coming into the East-West game, I knew it was very important for me. It was pretty much like my Super Bowl. I had a great senior season, but I know it wasn't enough, so I knew I had to focus in and lock in to be the most, you know, dominant player there. And I think in my one-on-ones, I think that was pretty much the biggest thing that I had to show, my ability to pass rush from the end position and from the inside position. So going into that game, I knew I wanted to dominate during pass rush, because I knew that was a thing that I had flagged on, and that's one thing I wanted to set for sure, that I can be a dominant pass rusher at this next level.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Kyle Phillips here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, it's free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll always feature his draft bio page at collegeyourpro.com. You simply go under defensive end, and then you'll find the link. It'll be everything you need to know about Kyle as he makes his path again towards Nashville, the 25th, 26th, and 27th, as the 2019 NFL draft gets underway, under a month away before things start. For you, I mean, comparisons, I mean, I know it's a cliche question. I mean, you might get a little bit of a Cam Jordan type, I think, just because of his size. I mean, but who are some of the guys that you may relate to at that next level?
That's funny, because that's one of my favorite players to watch. especially going into my senior year, that was a player that I definitely pretty much I watched every week. I watched film on him. I watched pretty much every Saints game. That's one player that I really enjoy watching, because I think our games are very similar. I think we have similar body types. He's an every down end, which I and other teams see myself as. I'm a player that can play first and third down, because I can play the run very well, and I can get after the passer. And I think both of us are guys that are very versatile. We can play inside as a pass rusher. We can play outside as a pass rusher. And our motors speak for itself. So I think that's really a guy that I really model my game after, and I really enjoy watching.
I got lucky there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I just, you know, watching some of your highlight tapes and just looking at size, and, you know, I mean, you know, you want to bring the audience a name that they're going to be familiar with as well. You know, you don't want to say a guy that, you know, but in terms of just guys that are, you know, obviously established at the league, I thought, you know, Cam Jordan's a path, and lo and behold, as a guy that, yeah, you pattern yourself on. So at least we're on the same telepathy there. Kyle, before we let you go, and I cannot believe we are almost out of time. I'd love to keep you for another hour if we, but I know you're busy and we're almost out of time. But we always like to have a little bit of fun with our guests. We call it three and out. Before we let you go, you ready to take a few off the wall questions?
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Now, this is not so much an off the wall question, but you mentioned mom and dad. The draft is coming up. I assume you'll spend it with family and friends. And if that is the case, who in your family do you want to cook your favorite meal? What's that staple meal, your celebratory meal that you want to kind of see served on your day when you hear your name drafted?
I would definitely say my sister. She's the best cook in the family for sure. And I would say her best meal that I enjoy the most, she does it up. She cooks salmon, steak, baked potatoes, broccoli. So I would probably say around that area, some little seafood and steak.
Excellent. And how about this one? You were mentioning you were down at XBE training with Tony Villani, one of the finest facilities for combine prep that you can find. I don't know who you spent the most time with training with, but if you could reverse roles and train one of your trainers and kind of put them through the gauntlet of workouts that you had to suffer to get to the peak position, who are you going to pick and what drill are you going to put them through?
Oh, I would definitely say Coach O'Neill. Was a D-line coach that was down there at XBE, and I would definitely make him do 800 yards of pass rush. It was one thing that we went up and down the field for 800 yards of pass rush moves out in the floor of the sun. So that's definitely my first choice. That's definitely the coach. That's definitely coach. I'm picking to do drills.
Final one. We always tally up the names right before our last episode before the draft. We always ask, If you take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
I would definitely say my celebrity will be Candace Parker. Basketball player.
Nice.
Yep.
That's our first. I love when I get a different name. But I'm not going to lie. I mean, I got pages. Every time I do the shows, I got pages and notebooks, and I scribble stuff down. I always have to take the notes. But, you know, it's Rihanna, Megan Good, Rihanna. So it's when I get a little bit different name, it's just something about,
all
you know,
right,
fun for me to hear. So, hey, Kyle, man, best of luck moving forward. You've been doing everything you can to put yourself in the best position. And a big shout-out to Christina Phillips, who represents you. You know that she's an ideal fit for kind of getting you guys the maximum place, you know, when draft time comes. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
All right, thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is none other than Kyle Phillips, the standout Tennessee Vols defensive end, and he's really made a heck of an impact. I mean, his pro day stuff and his agility work, I think that really kind of – that's where the guys have to go back and watch it, because he really, really did such an exceptional job in terms of these private workouts. And we know he had a breakout season, and so he has everything kind of floating in the right way. I guess the arrow's pointing in the right way, if you will. As always, we appreciate you listening.
I'm gonna go to the top.